Hundreds of Girl Scouts walked across the Golden Gate Bridge Saturday, crossing over not just from Marin County to San Francisco, but from junior to cadet status within their troops. These young cadets are part of a new age in America, the security age. Leslie Fletcher has two daughters trekking across the bridge.
We're trying not to have a constant reminder that things aren't like they used to be.
Even so, those reminders are everywhere. Fletcher says she doubts this scout pilgrimage would have taken place last fall, shortly after Governor Gray Davis announced that the bridge could be a terrorist target.
Even now, I mean, they still have the National Guard out on this bridge. So it's they're a visual reminder.
It's heavy.
Wendy Mike's two sons are getting their earliest taste of flying this weekend. While they're more concerned with proving their abilities at the airport luggage carousel, Mike has other concerns in the back of her mind.
My concerns around that are that their civil and human rights are not threatened by security.
Mike's talking about enhanced spy capabilities by the FBI. She and Fletcher both know that more watchful eyes mean less privacy for their children.
They don't care right now if the government's tapping their phones or not saying anything that important. But, you know, eventually they are going to come to the realization that, you know, there is the capability of listening in your conversations and getting into your daily life.
Still, from Alcatraz to the SS Jeremiah O'Brien, San Francisco is adorned with images of security. A plaque at the O'Brien calls the vessel a living museum for future generations, generations that will have to fight new battles to stay safe. In San Francisco, Jeremy King, the California Radio Network.